We're going to go ahead and do that. Yep. Sounds like a plan. Salutations, people. Salutations, and thank you for tuning in to one of our very first, I guess, they're not our first of many, if anything, but it's the introduction into a new series. Can you guys hear me all right over there? Because we are simulcasting. Clearly, we're using the mic. We're doing everything on this end. I'm hoping that the people on the video end, can you guys hear me? Yeah? Fantastic. Great. Like I said, I'm trying to figure out how to get everything working. I'm trying to make sure it's fluid. I'm trying to make sure it's natural. I'm trying to make sure it's casual. It's chill. So yesterday I told you guys that I was going to do a mini cast, right? Or at least a broadcast, kind of going over everything else that's happening in the news and a few things that I kind of wanted to cover to you guys. We're not necessarily going to be doing a podcast episode this week. That's kind of what this is its own version of the podcast. As you guys know, we are currently switching in between season 6 and the season 7. And this is something that I would like to incorporate more doing with season 7 is having these kind of little kickback chit chats with you guys. I asked you guys the question yesterday, which one you would prefer, whether or not you wanted to see morning broadcasts or late night lives. Obviously, people said more to late night lives, and I totally understand that. But, you know, my days are so crazy trying to get a last minute burst of energy at the end of the day is definitely tiresome. So I'll try to figure that stuff out. You know, don't worry about that. We'll figure it out. How to still get you guys the information, how to have the content, and how to have these, these little kickback chit-chats. I like that. But what are we going to be talking about today, right? What I was going to talk to you guys about is kind of everything that's going on in the news. We hear a lot of this talk of civil war, right? I'm wearing my America t-shirt, pulling out my phone. Capitalism, look at us, America. Woo-wee. What's going on? One of the questions that you know, we saw pop up yesterday in the news was, are we ready for civil war? I put up 3 different articles in one post, right? And it says a large percentage of Americans believe that a civil war is coming to America. Okay, and that was by End Times Science, put up June 27th. This one, Americans now own 40% of the world's 1 billion guns, was put up on June 25th. Oh, excuse me. Ugh. June 25th, there is talk of civil war in the land of more guns than people. Are you ready to start shooting? This is put up June 26th by Sons of Liberty Media. So basically, what we're having come out are the talking points of us having an early civil war. What is that about? Then you have people like Maxine Waters, people are calling her Mad Maxine Waters, basically trying to, I guess, reinstate what you would consider segregation, but with politics. Like if you see somebody that's a Trump supporter, if you see somebody that's a Democrat or a conservative or anything like that, you know, hush them. This is all kinds of messed up. This is really going to cause a lot of problems. This is really, really going to cause a lot of problems. But the whole idea behind that is to cause destabilization, right? This is also why you hear them saying things such as the Second American Revolution. And my whole response to that has been, we don't necessarily need a revolution. We need more of a renaissance-based society, something that's actually trying to put forth ideas. Pat Pitboss says, you have to keep in mind that the powers that be are far more prepared for quelling violence than the average citizen is to prepare to initiate it. They are practiced in it. You have a very valid point. However, in this article, it talks about how we, I think it was like 837 million people, Americans, we own more guns than the actual government and private corporations. Like, civilians own more guns. We are the standing army. And you're right, they are prepared for it. Most average American citizens are not. You know, like I said just the other day, I'm preparing to take a concealed carry class because I want to get a little bit more proficient. Moving on. This overall destabilization that we're talking about is why you have elites moving into bunkers or into these deep underground military base style communities. We've talked about it, we've posted about it, and the whole idea behind this is to literally let us shoot and destroy ourselves. Let us kill each other. Like, they're going to give us the tools, excite us all up, get us all agitated. We'll do it to ourselves. Don't worry. We'll do it to ourselves. You see? And that's the crazy part. People can't really seem to understand that that's like the overarching goal. We want people to act as if they're going to come through and help us, but they won't. They're not going to help us. These people, how things work, they're not here to help us. You see? Perfect example. And I put this article up the other day. This is why it's imperative that you guys kind of don't look at it as a as one incident. Look at it as a collective of things, right? The U.S. military is spending $576 million on underground world or underground warfare. Okay, what does that mean? Because I know a lot of people don't really keep up with things and they don't really see the trends. They can't really see what's happening and kind of how money's being siphoned and put and positioned in different places. When they're saying that they're spending $576 million, they're literally telling you that they're going to come up with a force of people, a security force of people who are literally able to protect these elites that are going to these deep underground military bases. You see what I'm saying? Go look up a thing called Thunderstorm Spiral. Thunderstorm Spiral what else is it? Operation Gotham Shield. I think Operation Gotham Shield was if they set off a nuke or something in a major metropolitan area. And Thunderstorm Spiral is basically where they're trying to combat in these underground warfare area scenarios, as well as in slum villages and in places that are not really traditional cities, you see. So they're definitely trying to do all these different types of things. They're trying to figure out different ways to police the population. Now, this brings me to my next point. I know a lot of people can't really, or a lot of people don't want to see it, or a lot of people are kind of confused as to what's going on. What I'm trying to say is while we see the conditions of normal day society kind of depreciating, we also see, as I said, as you've heard me kind of talk about through this whole seasonal transition, the announcement of the breakaway civilization. While society is kind of crumbling and going to crap and, you know, degrading, right? You have the elites announcing Asgardia, announcing the Space Force, announcing that they're going to have underground warfare, that they're moving to bunkers. Why? It's because as you see this shift happening, right? The elites going up here and the elites going down here, what's that going to leave for us? Right? What's that going to leave for the common day person like you and me? Everyday Joe. All the shit. Let's be real. It's going to leave all that crazy stuff here for us to deal with. The vaccines, the mosquitoes, the radiation, the chemtrails, you know, all of it. It's going to go thermonuclear. Thank you, Napster. I'm trying to do a better job of everything I can to try to inform the people. They said people are blind. Thank you for what you do. Page is 100%. God bless. Thank you, Napster. So let me bring it back to kind of a point for you guys. I tried to make a little bit of a flowchart type of deal. I'll get to these here in a few. To kind of explain how this is all going to take place, right? First, it's going to be that civil war that I talked about before. Then it's going to lead to that gradual destabilization. Once that destabilization is there, then they will come through with police, with the police state and the martial law. This is exactly where they want it, right? And then once we're controlled, they can start to institute the socioeconomic reformation, the fourth industrial revolution. This works perfect because you have the military and the military-industrial complex and the United Nations working together. They agree the technocracy works. Once the technocracy works, that's when they can start to implement things such as this. Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030, trying to legitimately transform our world. Now, in the future, because we're having these little chit-chats and we're going over this kind of information in the way that we are, I'm going to be going over documents because I have quite a few printed off here in the studio. But we're going to be going over these documents and more in depth to really explain what that is. Things like smart cities, why you have California talking about only using 55 gallons of water a day. Places like Venezuela, where the military controls the water, we'll be getting into stuff like that as well, because it takes it's part of how they're controlling resources. But again, this is what I was saying. When the military-industrial complex and the United Nations actually agree on it, saying that the technocracy works, that's when they'll start to institute things like Agenda 21, 2030, and 2050, living in accordance with the Earth, as prophesied or stated by the Georgia Guidestones. The idea, again, is to have us live in, quote, harmony with the planet. I talk about this. I talked about this before I knew more about it. In my Building the Matrix series, that I really need to do a reduced or a redone version of, really. But the next thing, you know, once they have all of this stuff monitored, once they have everything under control, once they have everything kind of, I guess, underneath this surveillance state, underneath this technocracy, once they have civilians that have been monitored from birth, they can literally look at somebody's life like a YouTube video. That's when the elites are going to go off world. That's when they're going to have Asgardia in the Space Force. That's kind of where we are right now, right? People want things to go look into. They're controlling resources with things such as Rex 84 and Codex Alimentarius. Also, let me dial it back for you. I got excited. Here's how the technocracy works. Here's how this whole breakaway civilization works, right? Because they're hand in hand, they work hand in hand with one another. Controlling the resources, as I said, comes from Rex 84 and Codex Alimentarius. These are basically where they're able to look at resources, food, production, things of this nature, and control them. This is all basically underneath the World Health Organization and the United Nations. Monitoring citizens. This is where we have, you know, iPhones, cameras, you know, laptops, everything. Big tech, big data. This is why we're starting to finally have a discussion about Wi-Fi radiation, about electrosmog, about how these devices are affecting our health. And the idea behind all of this too, moving down the line, is how they can police the population using things like drones, robots, and automatons. This is why you've seen me kind of freak out about, you know, how many different things they're putting out there for us to just, like, watch. I mean, Boston Dynamics every year is just, like, developing some crazy robot. I mean, this year they had a back-flipping robot, a dog robot that can open up doors. Like, good Lord. You know, I'm waiting for, and I already see this kind of happening, I'm waiting for them to develop a drone that literally, like, comes up on people, like Amazon's developing, comes up on people, apprehends them, and just like pulls out the guns, just like stand still. And then, you know, an officer comes up, like, I'm waiting for them to do that, but Amazon's already developing it. But this is how they're going to police the population. This is why you see me focusing a lot of the research into things like the technocracy and the police state and the surveillance state, what all that is. They don't want to deal with us. Humans can be reasoned with, right? Like, I can talk to you. We can have a conversation. You see what I'm saying? There's logic. There's understanding. There's reasoning between us. You can't reason with a robot. They're not going to let you. That's why they want to release these things. Like whenever our YouTube channel information got deleted, right? That was just, I was just fighting an algorithm. I wasn't fighting a person. I couldn't appeal to a person. I couldn't appeal to an algorithm unless I said the right keywords. You see? Moving on, or at least kind of specifying more of how the technocracy would work. It's how they would catalog activity. I remember talking about this probably like a year or so ago, but it was like the origins of technocracy and how they were going to literally archive, catalog, and do all kinds of other stuff. To human activity, see if it was if they were consuming things, if they were producing, you know, what their conversion was, and things like this. And it sounds crazy, but, you know, you fast forward to where we are now, and I remember reading an article a few months back about how they have literally calculated the distance that a car would take versus the production of a average household sandwich. Now that sounds ridiculous, but that's because of the computers, the algorithms, and everything that it's that's working, all the factors and everything that's going on. It's crazy how they're able to catalog activity. Blows my mind. And all of this is basically happening so that they can have unilateral surveillance and not necessarily dominion, but overwatch, so to speak, of the nation. You see. And I have more stuff here. I have a few more things that I could get into, you know, about the new social contract. You know, how they're trying to collapse capitalism, socialism, communism, and introduce the technocracy. I could go into that more. And now they're also trying to collapse the church with this pedophile roundup. This is, again, specifying more of like what the technocracy is, what the operation is. You see. No deviled on, says Lenovo Yoga. Yep. That's my laptop. As you're watching me. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. You know, watching me on the laptop, still reading you more information while you're over here trying to troll like a little bitch. This is why I don't get caught up on people. Because while you're sitting here, and I'm going to say this and then I'm going to get back into this. While you're sitting here trying to talk that smack, I can guarantee you're not doing a damn thing for anyone. That's not the point. We have so many people that get caught up on appearances, get caught up in what things look like, that they don't understand that it's the message and it's the work that it's supposed to do. This is only one of my laptops. Cocksucker, I got three. That's just laptops. This is for display. Oh, Christ. Ugh. Sorry, I did not. Sorry, this is why I do not get caught up in people, because caught up in dumb shit, missing the entire message. That's it. Okay, sorry about that. Normally, I go work out and I get all this energy and this rage out. It's the morning. It's about that time, so my heart race is kind of starting to get up. Let me drink some orange juice. All right. Okay, back to focus. I'm gonna say this and then I'll get back to this. Okay. People expect for me to be like some super wise super saiyan yoga woke nigga. I don't do that, bro. I try my hardest to be as enlightened and be as understanding and passionate as possible. I understand the human condition, okay? I really do. That does not mean that I am not subject to normal temptations and things of the flesh. I'm a normal person, okay? I have the same kind of flaws as everyone else. So anyway, getting back into what we're talking about. So we kind of, before I got derailed, I talked about the technocracy. And what I'm going to be going into next is this new social contract, what the whole point of it is, why they're trying to introduce the technocracy, what's important behind it, collapsing capitalism, collapsing socialism, collapsing communism, realizing all of these things don't work. I love America, no doubt. But the point is, and that's exactly what they're doing with Trump, they're going to collapse the economy on Trump, and then they're going to say, look, capitalism doesn't work, we need something new. And they're going to blame it all on him. You know, that's why they got the president that deals with bankruptcy, because America's going to collapse and we're all going to have to go underneath some crazy new financial system. But again, all of these things are institutions in which people are controlled by capitalism, socialism, communism, and the church. All of these things are literally here guiding and telling people what to do. Now, these days, because people are not guided by communism, certain ideals such as communism and socialism, and they get their information and their feedback and everything else that's going on in the world, the social engineering, they get it through technology. This is why they're trying to introduce the technocracy. You see, one of the articles that kind of popped up, let me see if I can get this up here for you guys. One of the articles that popped up for the other day that I think is really telling of where we're going to go, it came from Collective Evolution. It was written by Joe Martino. It says, a survey was conducted. People under 35 say it's okay with digital say they're okay with digital spying if it means they receive discounts. Now, a few weeks ago, I'd asked the question, if you think that you should get paid for your data. I mean, if Facebook and, you know, YouTube and Google and the government over here, they're using your data and getting paid, shouldn't you get paid, right? I asked this question. 213 of you said yes, 83 said no. So 73% or 72% said yes, 28% said no. I think that we should get paid for it. Why are we having a conversation about getting paid for data? What is the point of this? It's to introduce universal basic income. It's to introduce a new social contract. Social Security, that's going to go out the window. A lot of the things that we see now are going to go out of the window. Things are changing. This is the introduction of the socioeconomic reformation. Mark Zuckerberg, who we all hate, who we all know and hate, whose platforms we're on right now, he's talked about at Harvard a few years ago how we need a new social contract of universal basic income. Elon Musk has also talked about universal basic income. Stockton, California is already trying universal basic income. Sweden and Europe have already tried universal basic income. What is universal basic income? Basically being allowed $500, $600 a month, no questions asked, right? It's kind of like collecting an unemployment check, but you get guaranteed money because automation comes through. Because the robots are so prolific throughout society, there will be no jobs. That because you are part of this system, that you will be given this money. I had to intro this by saying, you know, should we get paid for our data? Because how else would they come up with the money? And one of the theories I constantly throw out there is, you know, what if because you have a Facebook, you opt into this universal basic income idea to where because you have a Facebook, you now get $500 a month. I know that sounds crazy, but, you know, just bear with me. It's for the sake of example. In China, they already have the new social credit system, right? They're stopping people from getting on the planes, stopping kids from going to school, stopping people from going on trains, planes, stopping them from buying houses. So many different things, right? It's because of their social credit score. Now, if you combine both of these things, opting into this new system with social credit score and the universal basic income, what happens whenever, you know, as Napster says right here, when the robots do steal human jobs, what happens after that? Not only will we have to have technicians and engineers and people that are able to maintain the robots, but what happens to the millions and swaths of uneducated, illiterate, untrained people who cannot work for themselves? They'll keep them domesticated. This comes back to what? Neo-feudalism, techno-feudalism. A government by the rich, for the rich, to where they can keep the poor in position and impoverished. That's the whole point. They don't want people to get up. They don't want people to use their money for anything. You know, that's why you're seeing Akon literally just throw money in Africa and make stuff happen. And we have all these charities that haven't done dick for years. You see. Speaking more about this new social contract, right? The other day I put up that article about how there's thousands of microchipped Swedes, right? Thousands of them. I forget what the train service is, but I know you can, it's like you can go on to a train and just like wave your hand or something, or they come up with like a little scanner tool and scan you. And that's it. And there's so much to that. There is so much behind getting chipped, because this is the very first time that people have kind of, this is the very first time we've done this. We've done other things like this, but this is the very first time that we have done this together. I've talked about how when we get the microchip, when people are implanted with these implantable technologies, your body has an auric field, an ethereal field, right? You have an aura, you have vibrations, you have a frequency that you were tuned into. When you get a chip, that's going to hijack your that's going to hijack your frequency. That's going to manipulate your wave, so to speak. Not only are people are going to do it because, oh, it's convenient. Like, oh, look, I can go to Starbucks and I can get me, you know, a double macchiato and I don't even got to pay nothing. It's just, it's in my hand. Cool. Look. But you don't understand the freedom that you're giving up right there. Move a Moon says it will take over your whole being. Yes, it will. You will literally be offering up your freedom. They'll be able to track you. There's so many different things that comes with that. It blows my mind. Not only are there spiritual implications behind it, as prophesied in the Bible, but there are also physiological and biological implications and issues that will come from doing this. But hey, what do I know? And with all this information that we're acquiring, this is why you're hearing how Google is coming up with an AI that predicts death with 95% accuracy. It's crazy. You see, this is part of this new social contract. People would like to think that we're going to live forever, but we're not. People need to understand that because we have this time frame to actually do something with the information that we have and the tools that we have, we need to do that. What role do I see crypto in the upcoming era? I see cryptos being banks. That's the easiest way for that's the first thing that comes to my mind. Money-wise, asked, what do I see crypto in this upcoming era? I have Ethereum and Bitcoin and Litecoin. I also mine. There's a lot of things I don't do just because I don't sit up over here and talk to you guys about it doesn't mean that it's not getting done. I have opinions that I share with you, and then there's stuff that I don't. It's plain and simple. Some of your life should be private. Don't be putting all that stuff out there on social media. You know, that's just how I feel. I'm going to answer this question, then I'll get back into it. Klo Gang says, do you think Anthony Bourdain was killed? I do. I think a lot of people involved in higher upper echelons of things are killed. What do I see? Go back and, hey, look, shiny thing. Go back and listen to the start of this broadcast. I basically answered your question for you. Let me get back into this because I could answer your guys' questions all day. We need to set up a separate time to where we have like an ask me anything or Q&A, or where you guys send in like 1,000 questions and I answer them or something like that. But we need to set up time for that. But for the sake of time, I'm going to get into this. We hear how the NSA partnered with AT&T, right? Power consolidation. Let me tell you, there's more of this happening than we think. When I tell you guys to scroll back past a week, I'm telling you to try to remember some of the other stuff that's going on. Try to remember these types of themes that have popped up. The NSA partnering with AT&T is the same thing as CNN partnering with Facebook. It's the same thing as the DHS compiling a list of social media influencers. It's the same thing as California creating a fake news advisory group. All of those things are the same, if you ask me. It's literally where we're talking about power consolidation. We're talking about Big Brother saying, you better obey me. I'm going to put information out there and you better believe it. You better not ever have a dissenting opinion, or I swear to God, I swear, if you think something else, oh my God, if you don't get your news from Facebook, CNN, Journalism Project, I swear. You see, and this is why it's so important to have people that do get into this fight, that do put out conscious information, that do put out different types of talking points to actually encourage other opinions. Whenever we're literally, even by engaging people, even by engaging the mainstream media, we are playing their game. We're being dropped down to their level. If we don't inject new talking points, come up with new thoughts, new agendas, new things for us to do, then we just pay into their system. That's the whole point of this. That's why they want to shut down social media, the internet. That's why they want to shut it down. Because when you have opposing opinions, You offer hope. You offer options. You offer change. The people in power don't want change. Because with change comes hope. And this is, again, why you're hearing me say renaissance, not revolution. Revolution, we're dealing with the same shit, just a different day. Renaissance, we're legitimately coming up with a brand new idea. Now, so when you have people, the NSA, Google, CNN, Facebook, all these people consolidating power, California creating a fake news advisory group, when you have them literally trying to tell you what to obey, what to do, how to feel, how to act, you've really got to start worrying about where that leads to. And this brings me to my next point. We have thirsty Venezuelans that have had water taken over by the military. COVID 808. So what solution? Do purpose. Knowledge just here, like you. Everyone talks and that's it. Bullshit. And I'll tell you why. Because everyone does talk, no one does anything. What we're doing right here is trying to do something. Whenever I'm trying to have different people on who have different solutions, different products, and different agendas, and different operations going on, that's doing something. A goal means nothing without strategies. And that's exactly why we're here. A lot of you people are new. I'm going to take the time to answer this. I'm a regular person too. I'll answer this. What can we do as regular people without getting arrested or thrown in jail and shot? A lot of you people don't understand, and you put yourself in positions of disadvantage. You sit like Covey is coming on this broadcast talking. She's already given up. You see what I'm saying? You're giving up. You're not trying to talk about solutions. You're not trying to talk about options. You see, when you see my face, I'm not trying to hide here. You see what I'm doing? You miss me freak out on somebody talking smack about just the equipment that we have. You don't know how long it's taken to get here. You finding yourself here means a lot for me, and I'm grateful that you would have these types of things, but you've got to understand, you're fully capable if you make yourself. A lot of people don't want to be capable. The other day, this is perfect. The other day, I put up in the Instagram story, I said, freedom is a hard concept for people to believe in, right? Freedom is not for a lot of people because that means you are responsible for everything, for your success, for your failure, for your anger, for your depression, for your sadness, for all of it, for your happiness, for your joy. You are responsible for all of it. You want to have happiness? You got to go out there and you got to go make it. You want to be something? You have to go make it. You're wanting somebody else to go out there and find solutions for you when you're not even willing to do the work yourself. That's how this works. I'm doing my solution, and I'm trying to pull other people onto this show and everything that I'm doing so we can come up with solutions. So you coming over here, Covey, saying, oh, I don't know what the solution is, you don't have one. You're not trying to eat at the table with us. You're not trying to help other people. You're too busy trying to put it down. That's the problem. We got too many people like you out there, and I'm not trying to freak out on you. I'm trying to tell you that you're not uncommon. Apparently I'm rare. Apparently I don't want to die. Apparently I want to sit here and try to come up with solutions. I'm trying every single day to do better at everything that I do. And this is why I'm telling you, you're fully capable. Don't look to me for solutions. Come to me with the answer. Let's talk about answers. Knowledge is only one aspect. That's why they tell you knowledge is power. I don't have any power. I don't have any influence. I don't got nothing. All I have is me and what I'm trying to do. Sorry, I don't mean to. This stuff is very. I'm very passionate about this. I really am. I really am. You know, I freaked out the other day because people got upset over Extension's death. You know, or am I going to be remembered? These motherfuckers kill me. Am I going to be remembered? No, I'll be a quick post. You know, maybe a hashtag for like a few months, and that's it. We have our priorities backwards. We have got to start fixing and gearing our mind towards being the solution and being better. That's what I was talking about before with CNN, the NSA, Google, Facebook, the DHS, all these people. What they're trying to do is they're trying to have you in their arena where you're talking about the only thing that they talk about. We need to start injecting new talking points, new ideas, new cultural things for us to do. You see, simplest way to put it, you know, I'm doing a lot of different things these days personally, and I'm noticing the effect in myself. I'm sure you guys are starting to notice the effect in the operation, the content, and the work that we're doing, but it's because of the patterns. We have got to stop doing these patterns that are self-destructive. That's all I can say. And I'm you know, again, Covey, 808, I'm definitely not trying to I'm not trying to hate on you, and I'm not trying to freak out on you. I really am not. You know, it's just I have, and I'm sure you've probably experienced it too. There are so many people that choose to look at things as if it's hopeless. I guess I'm real in that way, to where I'm like, you have to show me everything. I have to know what is going on in order for me to help. I can't help if I have no idea. And that's why it comes back to knowledge. If we have the knowledge, just as Flick Hawkins says, as long as we have the knowledge, we can do something. This is why they're trying to shut it down. This is why they're trying to have you controlled and think about and only viewing their outlets where you can continue their agenda. We need to come up with our own talking points. We need to have our own knowledge, and we need to have our own actuations. And having these kinds of discussions create that. It fosters discussion. That's the whole point of the page. It's the whole point of the show, whole point of the website, whole point of the operation, is to foster discussion about the things that are important so that we can move forward. That's it. That's it. You know, I'm not sure how much more time we have. I have a few more things that I kind of want to get into here, and then I just kind of want to wrap this up and then go hit the gym because... Ugh. So the FDA approved cannabis-based drug. That's great. You're going to start seeing me post a lot more CBD oil stuff. Yeah, you're going to see me start posting a lot more of that. And then I think in Oklahoma, they actually pushed for legalization as well. We're moving on to the health-based manipulation. There was a whole transition that I wanted to do from talking about the Venezuelans having their water taken over and Californians being fined for using 55 gallons a day. But I kind of got excited with that last little bit. And it transitions into the environment and health-based manipulation. One of the pages that we talk all the time about, or that I talk all the time to, is Truth is Terrorism. Charles Kasson of Truth is Terrorism. You know, we talk a lot about health, the vegan movement, Agenda 21, the technocracy, the scientific dictatorship, and stuff of this nature, and how this plays into health-based manipulation is, you know, look at Bayer buying Monsanto. Look at Bill Gates investing in the GMO mosquitoes. When you have all the stuff that's being, kind of thrown together in this hodgepodge of chaos called Earth, right? This affects the heartbeat of the planet. This affects everything that we are surrounded by. Whenever they're trying to control the resources like that, you know, a big pharma company and a big agricultural company coming together to literally consolidate power, you know, how much food do you think they're going to spray? And then on the flip side, you have Nestle like taking money out or taking water out of country or out of counties and then selling it back to people. And California saying, hey, if you use over 55 gallons a day, we are going to fine you. You know, what is this? They're trying to control resources. They're trying to literally tell people what they can and cannot do. They're telling you that human behavior on the planet is detrimental to the earth, and you are the cancer. You are the problem. There's so much more that I could get into with this. There's so much more that I wanted to address in this little broadcast. I really did, but I think this is good. Did you guys enjoy yourself? You know, minus my freakouts. I hope you guys enjoyed yourself. Typically, when we do episodes, we actually read the articles and, you know, go into depth and play videos and things like this. But seeing as how it's this platform, we're not necessarily able to. We may do more of these. As I said before, this was kind of the redemption episode from the episode that I was trying to do last night. But as I keep telling you guys, we're trying to burst into video. This is a thing we're trying to do. I really want to start, you know, incorporating things and having more discussions with you guys. Covey, I'm sorry. I did not mean to freak out on you. I'm sorry. I did not mean to do that. It was just, I swear to God, it was instinctual. Whoever I freaked out on earlier today, you know, talking smack about the equipment. Again, you got to realize this is natural. And I'm trying to do all of this and still interact with you guys and carry on conversation. Da, 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 da. It is what it is. I will turn up the mic in the future. You guys can get this audio podcast feed. You can get this right here. Will be on our audio podcast feed later on today. Go to either our website, or you can find us on iTunes, Google Play Store, or Google Play Music. Tune in. We're on every major podcasting platform. There's a few updates and stuff that I want to tell you guys about. Some of those blessings that I was mentioning yesterday, but let me get some of those more locked in, and then I'll come back with some great news for you guys. But always good things happening on this end. But yeah, that's all I really got for you guys. If you have any questions, feel free to hit me up in the DM. Don't say dumb shit. Don't say something rude. Say something nice, and I'll actually talk with you. If you have any questions, hit me up in the DM or in the email. And remember, guys, stay vigilant. Expose lies and share truth. This is Noise Era, Freedom Faction, out.